Figuring out who should be watching the store.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Senate is reportedly close to a deal to put the Treasury Secretary in charge of monitoring risks to the entire financial system. Now, this would move the financial regulatory reform package forward in the Senate. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson is with us live from our bureau in New York with more on this. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Steve.
Tell us about this potential deal.
Well, according to the New York Times, there seems to be agreement for putting the Treasury Secretary, as you said, in charge of monitoring systemic risk. That is, keeping an eye on what the big financial firms are doing and providing an early warning system in case there's something going on that could pose a risk to the entire economy. What's being reported this morning is that it's the Treasury Secretary and not the Fed Chairman that's the choice of many senators to lead a council on risk. I just got off the phone with Christopher Whalen of Institutional Risk Analytics. He says he strongly supports the idea.
In a democracy, if the central bank goes off and provides funds to take care of a crisis or bail out a company or whatever it is, you're circumventing the democratic process. You're circumventing the Congress.
So he says with the Treasury Secretary in charge, there would be more accountability.
So does this, Jeremy, increase the likelihood that there will be a passage of a regulatory reform package?
It appears that way, though there'd still be a long way left to go. Systemic risk has just been one of the big issues to be dealt with in the Senate bill. Another big one is whether there will be a new agency created to look out for the consumer. But there was concern that the Senate bill wasn't going to go anywhere, and this is certainly a step in the direction of it going somewhere. The House passed its reform bill in December. But, Steve, even if there is a deal on systemic risk, we'd still be many months away from any final bill on the president's desk.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Jeremy, thanks.
Thanks.
European markets have swung now into higher territory. Shares in London, Frankfurt, and Paris are up about a third of a percent, third to half a percent. Stocks were mixed in Asia today. Some decent economic news yesterday helped Wall Street go into the green. The Dow added 40 points to close at 10,309. The White House has announced $1.5 billion for special transportation grants as part of the massive federal stimulus program passed more than a year ago. And as Andrea Bernstein from member station WNYC reports, competition for the money is already heating up.
The rollout started with a tweet from Transportation Secretary Rayla Hood. It said, "Grr, DOT's Tiger is coming." Tiger.
Transportation investment generating economic recovery.
That's Will Schroer of the group Smart Growth America. He says Tiger grants do more than just get money out into the economy.
But also point the way toward the kinds of transportation projects we need to be funding for the future.
Among the grants, untangling the network of passenger and freight rail lines around Chicago, building a 17-mile bus rapid transit line in Las Vegas, and a network of bike lanes connecting Philadelphia over the Delaware River to its poor cousin, Camden, New Jersey. Skeptical a bike lane causes economic activity? Spencer Finch of the Pennsylvania Environmental Council says you're wrong.
The more people you have out there biking, the more people you have out there walking. You know, people attract people.
Finch says one Philadelphia bike lane built earlier was supposed to attract 500 people a day and now gets 16,000 daily riders. In New York, I'm Andrea Bernstein for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services.
Walmart today reported a higher quarterly profit but said sales at existing stores were lower. The retail giant forecast earnings that could miss Wall Street estimates. Walmart keeps growing by expanding into urban markets, and supporters say that provides struggling economies a much-needed boost. A new study, though, questions that claim. From Chicago Public Radio, Adrian Hill reports.
Political headwinds against Walmart have been fierce all over the country. In Chicago, Walmart has only gotten a toehold in the city, where it has just one store on the west side. It's late afternoon. The parking lot is about three quarters full. Will Wells is walking out with some lemonade, Hawaiian punch, and underwear.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It has a lot of things that I need, and like I said, it's not that far from my house.
Right down the street, Smokey Lee runs a shop that sells and installs audio equipment. He's pretty happy with Walmart, too.
People buy radio from there and come get installation from here.
So since it's open, you think it's been better?
Yeah, more people, more traffic.
But economics professor David Merriman at the University of Illinois at Chicago says the study he co-authored shows Walmart's opening here has forced small businesses out, and
the net effect is that the number of jobs that were lost by those businesses closing was pretty much a match with the number of jobs that Walmart added when it opened its store. So it was kind of pretty much a wash.
Merriman says that should change the debate for big cities that are thinking of letting Walmart in.
Instead of talking about jobs, whether being for or against Walmart is pro or anti-jobs, what we really should be talking about is what kind of neighborhoods do we want? What kind of development do we want?
For its part, Walmart is contesting the validity of the study. It hired a third-party research firm to review Merriman's findings. The report finds flaws with the original study. Right or wrong, Morningstar analyst Joel Blumer says research like Merriman's might slow Walmart's move into big cities, but won't stop it.
I think in the end, their kind of low price offering will win out. So it happens eventually. It takes longer.
Blumer guesses it's just a matter of time before Walmart shopping bags are as ubiquitous in cities as they are everywhere else. In Chicago, I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, an Oak Creek, Wisconsin man and his iPhone are reunited after someone took it from his car. What the thief didn't count on was the phone knew its exact coordinates. The gadget's owner subscribes to this service that features a global positioning system, GPS. The smartphone owner tracked his device, even found a picture of the suspect's house, and gave it all to police, who then found the suspect and introduced him to other cool gadgets inside their cruiser. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.